Jack keep going. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, your go-to podcast for all things PhD. I'm your host, Dr. J, coming to you from Writers ER, where we support doctoral students like you in turning those daunting dissertation dreams into achievable daily tasks. Today, we're diving into a topic that's both exciting and a bit nerve-wracking for many PhD students, navigating a conference. Whether it's your first conference or you're a seasoned attendee, there's always something new to learn in these vibrant academic gatherings. I want to start off with a thought that resonates deeply with me. It goes something like this: growth is the great separator between those who succeed and those who do not. When I see a person beginning to separate themselves from the pack, it's almost always due to personal growth. This idea, focusing on growth and continuous learning, is a cornerstone of a successful academic journey, especially as you navigate the diverse and dynamic world of academic conferences. Conferences are not just about presenting your research, they're about building networks, learning from peers, and finding inspiration for your next big idea. So let's make the most of our time together today and uncover some practical strategies and tips to help you thrive in your next academic conference. Remember, this podcast is all about practical advice. We'll be breaking down the conference experience into manageable steps, ensuring you walk away with actionable insights. So grab your notebook and let's get started. We're now starting our journey of pre-conference planning. It's more than just being there. It's about maximizing the opportunity. Think of it as laying the groundwork before the main event begins. 1, the importance of preparation. Imagine you're an explorer embarking on a journey. Every detail, from the path to the provisions, is crucial. This is what preparation is all about. It's not just helpful, it's vital. 2, researching the conference. Begin with the basics: who, what, when, and where. Explore the conference's themes. Who are the keynote speakers? What are the main topics? Getting to know these elements will help you move through the event more smoothly. It's like having a guide in an unfamiliar place. 3, setting personal goals. What's your objective? Is it to network, learn, or present? Maybe it's a combination. Clearly identify these goals. They will act as your guide, steering you through the conference's various paths. Practical tips. A, crafting your personal schedule. Imagine a buffet filled with knowledge and opportunities. You can't sample everything, so choose thoughtfully. Maintaining a balance is important. Pick sessions that match your goals and allow time for unplanned interactions. B, perfecting your elevator pitch. This is the brief summary of your research under a minute. Refine it. Make it engaging and clear, even to those outside your field. It's your academic introduction. C, essentials to pack. Remember the essentials: business cards for networking, professional attire for a positive impression, and an effective note-taking method. Whether it's a classic notebook or a digital tool, pick what suits you best. Remember, effective planning is like constructing a bridge between your expectations and the actual experience. It ensures that you're not just attending the conference, but actively participating and seizing every chance, where we're all about making your PhD journey smoother. Now let's delve into the art of engaging in key sessions at academic conferences. 1, selecting sessions wisely. Imagine a treasure map with multiple paths. Each session is a path leading to different treasures: knowledge, insights, connections. Your job? Choose the paths that lead to the treasures you seek. Whether it's a new methodology, theoretical perspective, or a glimpse into cutting-edge research, pick sessions that align with your academic and professional growth. 2, the challenge of concurrent sessions. The classic conference dilemma. 2 great sessions, same time. Here's a lifeline. Check if any sessions will be recorded or if materials will be shared afterwards. If so, prioritize attending the other one live. And remember, it's okay to split your time between 2 sessions if necessary. It's all about maximizing your learning opportunities. 3, active engagement with speakers and content. Active participation is the secret sauce. When you ask questions, you're not just seeking answers. You're also making yourself visible in the academic community. It's a conversation, not just a lecture. Taking notes? Here's a pro tip. Use the margins to jot down questions or thoughts that arise. This keeps your notes dynamic and reflective of your thought process. Practical activity, mastering note-taking. Effective note-taking is an art. Focus on capturing the essence, not every word. Look out for themes, key points, and anything that sparks a light bulb moment. Use symbols or abbreviations to keep up with the pace. After the session, take a few minutes to summarize the main ideas in your own words. This helps in retaining information and connecting it to your research. One more thing, don't underestimate the power of follow-up. If a session piques your interest, reach out to the speaker or fellow attendees for a deeper discussion. It's these follow-ups that often lead to fruitful collaborations. Engaging in sessions is more than just being present. It's about being active, curious, and reflective. It's these engagements that enrich your conference experience, leaving you with more than just a collection of handouts and business cards. We're now onto a crucial part of any conference, networking. It's not just about collecting business cards, it's about building bridges. 1. The importance of networking for PhD students. Networking might sound formal and a bit daunting, right? It's actually about forging meaningful connections. For PhD students, these links are crucial. They're gateways to mentors, collaborators, and possibly future employers, opening doors to new opportunities and ideas. 2. Engaging with speakers and peers. Approaching a speaker or peer might seem intimidating. Remember, they're there to network just like you. Initiate the conversation with something intriguing from their session or a shared academic interest. Keep it simple and authentic. This approach is your conversation starter. 3. Cultivating enduring connections. Networking goes beyond the initial introduction. It's about creating lasting connections. Share your perspectives, inquire about their projects, and stay curious. Above all, be an attentive listener. Effective listeners are excellent networkers. Practical networking exercises. A. Role playing. Different networking situations. Let's engage in a fun activity. Visualize various networking scenarios like meeting a senior researcher or participating in a group chat. Practice these scenarios with a colleague or alone in front of a mirror. Rehearsing can enhance your confidence. B. Developing a follow-up strategy. Post-conference, it's time to follow up. Send a concise, amiable email. Reference a specific point from your interaction. Perhaps suggest a casual coffee meetup or an online session. This strategy helps transform a brief meeting into a significant professional bond. Remember, networking is not just a skill, but an art that improves with practice. So, jump in, initiate dialogues, and see your academic network flourish. Now, let's turn our focus to a vital part of many PhD students' conference experience, presenting your work. 1. Tips for presenting as a PhD student. Presenting at a conference? It's a big deal. You're showcasing your hard work to peers and experts. Remember, you're the expert on your topic. Own it. Confidence is key. 2. Preparing your presentation. Think clarity, engagement, and time management. Start with a clear outline. What's your main message? Keep it simple and focused. Engagement is about connecting with your audience. Use visuals, tell a story, make it relatable. And time management? Practice your timing. Stick to the allocated time to show respect for your audience and fellow presenters. 3. Handling question and answer sessions. Question and answer sessions can be unpredictable, but they're also a chance to shine. Listen to each question carefully. Take a moment to think, then answer clearly. If you don't know, it's okay to say so. Offer to discuss it further after the session. Practical advice. A. Calming nerves. Before presenting, feeling nervous? Totally normal. Try deep breathing exercises. Inhale deeply, exhale slowly, repeat. Visualization also helps. Picture yourself succeeding, delivering a great presentation. Positive thinking can work wonders. B. Engaging your audience. During your presentation, engage with your audience. Make eye contact, ask rhetorical questions, or use polls if available. These techniques keep your audience involved and make your presentation more memorable. Presenting at a conference is a fantastic opportunity to share your passion and hard work. Embrace it. With the right preparation and mindset, you can make a lasting impression. As we wrap up today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, let's quickly recap the key takeaways. Remember, successful conference experiences hinge on four main pillars: detailed pre-conference planning, actively engaging in sessions, mastering the art of networking, and confidently presenting your work. Each of these elements plays a crucial role in maximizing your conference experience. Now, I encourage you to apply these strategies at your next conference. Take these tips, practice them, and watch how they transform your experience. We'd love to hear from you. Your feedback and questions not only help us improve, but also inspire future episodes. So don't hesitate to reach out. In closing, let's reflect on a thought inspired by the journey of learning and growth. As PhD students, you're not just acquiring knowledge, you're commencing on a lifelong journey of learning, questioning, and discovering. Each step, each conference, each presentation is a part of this beautiful journey. And before we sign off, a special resource for you: How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson. Yes, he completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months. This playbook is an invaluable resource, and you can download it at writerser.com/playbook. Thank you for tuning in to Dissertation in 90 Days. Here's to your success and growth as a PhD student. Until next time, keep learning, keep growing,